a bid to strengthen privacy laws to protect digital information from government intrusion. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. American privacy law is outdated and needs to be refreshed to keep up with today's digital tools, according to a broad coalition of tech companies and advocacy groups. Microsoft, Google, and AT&T, as well as the Center for Democracy and Technology, the Electronic Frontier Foundation, and the ACLU, say they will push Congress to revamp the Electronic Communications Privacy Act. The law, which was enacted in 1986, more than a decade before the internet became mainstream, covers government access to personal data. The Digital Due Process Coalition is concerned with protecting the information Americans are increasingly moving from their filing cabinets and personal computers into the cloud or online. Google lawyer Richard Salgado says the U.S. Constitution provides good protection for data stored in homes and on PCs, and now that protection from government intrusion needs to be granted to data in the cloud.
We're seeing tremendous change in the volume of data that people are uploading to services, the sensitivity of that data, and how that data and those services play a role in the day-to-day life of people. Very different than how things looked in 1986 when the web almost didn't even exist, right? It was, to the extent it existed, it was the playground of university engineers and physicists and such. And we're so far from that now that you can hardly recognize the world of 1986. And yet, we've got a statute that envisions that bygone era.
The coalition is pushing several changes to the law. First, it says data that people store in cloud-based services like Gmail and Facebook should be protected as if it were in a filing cabinet. Jim Dempsey from the Center for Democracy and Technology.
That is, it should be protected by the warrant standard issued by a judge based upon a finding of probable cause to believe that a crime is being committed or has been committed and that the information is relevant to that crime. Currently, some email stored online is protected by the warrant, and some isn't. So we would say one uniform rule across the board.
Dempsey says the same protection should be extended to digital data that reveal a person's location, data that might be kept by a cell phone provider, for example.
Currently, some location information, GPS data, the Justice Department acknowledges, is protected by a warrant. Other data is not. Courts have been all over the ballpark at the lower level. The majority of them have insisted that the government obtain a warrant, and we would codify that rule.
Dempsey expects resistance from law enforcement and the federal government and does not expect the proposed changes would be enacted anytime soon. There's some commercial interest at play in these proposed changes to privacy law. Tech companies stand to profit from selling cloud services as more Americans move their data online, and these companies don't want to see the government stand in the way. Microsoft attorney Mike Hinsey.
We commissioned a study very recently which showed that 90% of business leaders and individuals have expressed concern about privacy and security of the information they put in the cloud as one of the main things that give them pause about putting data in the cloud. And so we think that, you know, a key element of that is privacy vis-a-vis government access. And we just want to make sure that there are reasonable protections for data in the cloud that are equivalent to what people have expected for years and years for data that they've stored on their own premises.
Some congressional activity on changes to federal privacy law is on the way. Senator Patrick Leahy says he plans to hold hearings on the issue. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.